toll free at 1-800-922-6060.
Welcome back to This Week with Ann Carrick and Vincent Caffrey. We're talking about top news stories for 2010. And yes, I know we have a few more days left, 10 more days of 2010. You know, speaking of days, it's pretty amazing that today is the 21st, so it's the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year, so the days will get longer now, more daylight, less darkness, full moon, lunar eclipse. You know, what are the chances that all of those happen on the same day? What did they say? It hasn't been 400 years since that happened.
That's true. I mean, I could not believe...
I guess 2084 is the next time we're going to have the lunar eclipse or something. I don't think I'm going to make it to that one.
No.
I could be wrong, but I'm just not thinking I'm going to make it another 70 years. You never know. Medical advances. Maybe that technology with, you know, affecting healthcare. Maybe I will be here.
Quantum dots. That's another show.
Oh.
We were talking about quantum dots last week.
No.
Yes. I got into it a little bit.
Okay.
I didn't want to...
All right, so do you want to give us...
Yes.
Since you put yours in order, do you want to give us your number one?
Yeah, I'm going to
go start right with the top.
Richie. Yeah, okay.
All right, and Rich is still on the line, but we're leaving him there for a minute. So,
oh, no.
So what's your number one?
Oh, the 2010 elections. For the Republican Party to pick up 63 seats in the House of Representatives, it was...
So that's your top...
That's the biggest story of the year. The number two story is actually health care reform. It was amazing that President Obama was able to get health care reform through the House and the Senate. A number of my political friends, including the one that called in, had said to me, no president would ever be able to get health care reform passed. And actually, my college roommate, who's an attorney, who's out there listening, in 1975 said to me, they'll never be able to pass health care reform. And then at the beginning of last year, he said, never again. So many, many, many political junkies
thought it would never happen.
And it did.
And it got passed. We'll see what's going to happen to it. But it did.
That's a whole other show.
It did. No, it did get
it
passed.
It did pass. It's a big story.
All right. So what's your number three?
BP oil spill.
Yeah.
That was the worst environmental disaster.
And as Rich pointed out, not only the oil spill, but the death of
11
men. People.
Yes. Now, and as co-founder of the Water Innovations Alliance, it actually is the worst environmental disaster we've had in this country.
I do still wonder, where did all that oil go? Like, where it looks like it's vanished. I'm like, it's going to show up somewhere.
I just heard like a Lionel Richie song, Where Did All the Love Go? It's kind of, where did all the...
in your head?
Oh. Well, actually, because of the celebrity nature of our society, a story like that has kind of disappeared.
What, the Gulf
BP,
oil?
Yes.
Situation. Well, that's the nature of the news business.
Right.
Because there's nothing new or changing about it. So it's not that the story is gone, but there's nothing new to tell you. So even if I want, like, as a news person, if I was doing a newscast, what would I tell? Why would I mention it? I have nothing new to share.
Right.
You know, until somebody finds where the oil went or follow on health problems or the continued deterioration of wildlife or something, then it comes back to the news because now there's something new and different to tell you about it. All right, well, go ahead.
My number four is the U.S. economy. This is...
In general, like with the bailouts,
it is the worst recession since the Great Depression, and this has really lingered on.
And everybody's talking now like they think it's really turning around. What do you think? I'm not so sure.
Well, it is a little bit incrementally, but...
I still think a big part of it is people are just used to, like, this is the new normal,
10%.
And now they kind of... So everybody's kind of relaxed
a
little.
I think there's going to be job creation, but a lot of... You always have to remember all the college students from 08, 09, 10, and next year 11, they're entering the job market. So the other people that are displaced, as Rich said, you know, his number eight, the permanently... unemployed, he'll never get back into the workforce.
Well, and there's a lot of studies that show the longer someone's unemployed, the less likely they are to ever go back to work full time.
Right.
The longer they're on unemployment, as in particular if they're on unemployment, but even if they're not, even if they're just not making any money at all, still. Go ahead.
Hey, now here's a non-political or economy story. Haiti. Remember the Haiti earthquake?
Yep.
That was big news at one time.
And again, because there's not a lot new there, although things there are still pretty bad.
And so then Anderson Cooper left, and I was on a conference call with someone from the State Department about a month ago, and half the money that was raised has never been dispersed. So they raised the United States through the charities in the United States federal government, $200 million, but only $80 million of the $200 million was dispersed because since there's no infrastructure, and there's not a lot of structure, it's hard to disperse money. So not even 50% of the money has been dispersed.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's indicative of problems with the government in Haiti in general, if it's just this crisis.
My number six is the Tea Party.
Okay.
Enough said about them.
That's all you have to say.
Because it's just, there is no there. That's the only thing I'll say. There's no there. Well, there's no standard Tea Party person. There's no head of the Tea Party. It's not
really an organized group.
Right, there's no there. It's a movement. But there's no there. So.
Okay, go ahead.
Number seven, the Chile Miners.
Chilean Miners. Yep, I got that one too.
I like them.
I love that guy who came and ran in the marathon. Did you see his appearance on David Letterman?
Yes.
He was hysterical. Even with the translator. All right.
And I'll tell you, one of my favorite my favorite stories on John Stewart was when he talked about the miner who had the mistress.
Yes. Oh. That's like a WikiLeaks moment right there.
Actually, that's my next one.
The WikiLeaks.
You're clairvoyant. WikiLeaks is number eight for me.
Okay. And you got two more.
Iraq and Afghanistan, 9 and 10.
Oh, separately.
Yeah, separately. Two separate wars.
Wait, but what about them? Oh, they're all just top news stories. The coverage of what's ever going on. Okay,
yeah,
got it.
We are at war, remember?
Right. And so, Rich, you've been listening?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, we all had midterm elections, the economy. Did you mention WikiLeaks and the Chilean miners,
no,
Rich?
No, I didn't mention those.
Okay. Oil spill we all had and the Haiti earthquake. You know, I put some fun things on my list.
That's good.
My lists aren't in order either. Mine were just kind of random,
you know. That's cool. What do you got?
But there's some things that we because they happened in the beginning of the year, we kind of forget about them.
Yeah. Right.
You know, like the Winter Olympics and the...
Oh, right.
Right, that's
and,
right.
Well, the Winter Olympics in general and the death of the luger from the Georgian luger, remember, who flew off the track and died? That was like a big story at the time, you know?
Right.
That was sad, yes.
Very sad. You know, then there were other... There's always controversy in the Olympics, but, you know... Do you remember the controversy? I used to be a figure skater, so of course I remember it, with Evan Lysacek and the Russian skater, Yevgeny Plushenko.
Oh, yes.
And he made all those comments, and then even, you know, it became political, and the prime minister, you know, decided to comment on it. Anyway.
Politics in the Olympics?
No. Never. No. And then I always pronounce this wrong, the Vuvuzela from the World Cup.
Yeah, Vizula is right. I could still hear him in my head.
Yeah, it's an annoying sound there.
Are they going the way of the pet rock? Or?
Well, the interesting thing is that, you know, in South Africa, they said that, no, they wouldn't ban them from World Cup. And in general, they're not going to ban them from World Cup soccer. But seeing the handwriting on the wall, some future sporting events, like the running of the bulls in Spain, I guess that's a sporting event. I'm not really sure what that is. But and the Olympics that are coming to London in 2012, have already put into place some guidelines.
Have you ever gone to the running of the bulls? You seem like the type of person that would go to that.
I would, but no, I have not been to that.
Oh, you seem like you would go.
Yeah,
I would.
You know what you all forgot is that in 2022 in the World Cup, gays cannot have sex. I mean, that was from the head of all, Pfeiffer said that's what he said the other day.
Oh, that's true. Right.
Yeah. I missed that one.
Yes, that was a little interesting.
So, but anyway, but for London and the running of the bulls, so both the UK and Spain said, like, no, we're not going to be dealing with that because of all the TV coverage had to change all their microphones and all this stuff because people were just putting their set on mute because they couldn't stand it.
How do you spell that?
What? The Vuvuzela?
Yeah.
Vuvuzela.
Yeah, it's spelled like Vuvuzela.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else is on my list? I'm not even reading them in order. Let's see. I did the Olympics. U.S. combat or operations in Iraq.
Right.
You know, yeah. We already talked about that. North Korea attacks.
Oh, I forgot the North Koreans.
Iran's nuclear defiance.
Got it, Ryan. Yeah.
What else is on here? European terror threat. Okay, those were on my world news list, along with some of the things we mentioned. Shall we mention some pop culture? And just a reminder
Absolutely.
That people listening, if you have a top story you'd like to mention, 203-333-WICC, it's 9422. I'm sure neither of you have any of these on your list. Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe this one. This is not really pop culture, but the whole bed bug issue.
Oh, now I feel itchy.
I'm scratching my arm right now.
You know, you just said I feel itchy.
I know. Well, but I mean, it's just been such a thing. And then recently... The story, was it a school in New Jersey that has bed bugs, but they refuse to close school? They're going to do the extermination next week while school's closed anyway. And the parents are like, are you kidding me? You're telling us there's bed bugs here and our kids are going back and forth from the school to the house? They're going to be in the house. Anyway.
Good point.
I know. Not to mention that the kids are sitting in class scratching because they're being bitten.
Well, by the way, I got some tips for you. When you go into a hotel, do not put your luggage on that stand, you know, where you
on the luggage rack. Yeah, I've heard that's
bad.
Do not
put it on because we get hijackers or hitchhikers, open up your suitcase on your bed.
Well, thank you.
Attach yourself to you.
Yeah.
What about the bed cover?
The bed cover. Right.
I know.
What did George Clooney in that movie do when he would get in the hotel room?
Oh, that's right. They put all kinds of weird things in there that you can. But the other trick is.
Okay, I think you guys are a little off the topic here, but go ahead.
Take the credit card.
Up in the air.
Yeah, up. No, that was Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12.
Oh, okay.
You're getting your Clooney's mixed up.
Yeah.
But you take your credit card and you just swipe the head of the bed right next to the head, you know, where the board is, and see if you got any little spots.
Okay. Great to know. More importantly is if you think you had bed bugs, if you put all the clothes in the dryer, the heat will kill them. So if you just if you tumble them in the dryer on a high heat setting, it's not great for the clothes, but then at least you're not bringing the bed bugs back. The problem is the suitcase. Most people, you can't put the suitcase in the dryer and have it tumble. I don't know if you could use like a heat gun or a hair dryer, like a blow dryer and kill them. I don't know if that's hot enough. We'll have to check with the bed bug experts on that one. All right, so some other pop culture. The royal weddings, worst kept secret in the
world. April 28th. I'm looking forward to it.
Conan O'Brien and Jay Leno, that whole mess.
Oh, yes.
Sandra Bullock and Jesse James.
The Blind Side.
Yeah. And then, of course, we
lost... Did you see the movie The Blind Side?
I have not seen The Blind Side.
That's a great movie.
Okay.
You have to block out the runner. That's what you have to do.
I have to block out what?
You have to block out the defensive guy so the quarterback can't get hurt.
You know, I was in Vermont. It was on the TV recently, but it was in the middle of it, and I didn't get to see the end. So I still will say no, I have not seen it.
Oh, you should definitely see. It's a great movie.
Where in Vermont were you?
Well, the top story of 2010, Anne Carrick was in Vermont at Killington.
Absolutely.
Because she's a Killington Mountain ambassador. So
have you ever stayed at the Equinox?
I have not stayed at the Equinox. You know.
What about
this show is turning into like, you know, chatter.
No, keep going.
No. What happened? You guys are like taking it away here.
Oh, no.
So, all right. So pop culture, there's a whole bunch of people, you know, some of them died or had medical issues.
Go ahead.
Dixie Carter, Rue McClanahan, Gary Coleman, Corey Haim. Brett Michaels, brain hemorrhage, Brittany Murphy's cause of death, Olivia Newton-John's ex, who says he's alive but stop looking for him. 5 years he's been missing, and apparently...
Did he showed up?
Apparently
I missed that story.
He sent proof that he's alive and said, stop looking for
me. I got caught into HR 131, I guess.
John Travolta and Kelly Preston's baby announcement.
Did that was natural that she had that baby, or did they...
I don't think she had it yet.
Who's that?
Oh, you mean...
Kelly Preston and John Travolta.
Was it a surrogate mother or anything?
You know, no, she's carrying it.
She's about 50, right?
I think she's 47 or 48, something. But almost 50.
Because he's older than I am, even.
Yeah. Then we have Anna Paquin, who decided to announce that she's bisexual.
Who?
Okay.
Anna Paquin.
I don't even know who that is.
She won an Academy Award for the...
It's all right. It's not a topic of interest for him.
No, I want to know who it is. Who is it?
She's an actress.
But in one movie.
We'll come back to that.
You're killing me.
The piano. The piano, yes. The pianoist, or whatever that was.
No, that you mean Harvey Keitel, the pianist?
Yeah, he was in that, and she won the Academy Award for that.
Oh, you mean years ago?
Yeah, years and years,
oh,
and years
that,
ago.
Oh, that. Oh, jeez.
Who knew then? Who knew then?
Really?
So those were just some of the, those are like pop culture ones, you know, and a lot of these got tons of attention. You know, there's a whole bunch of pop culture stories.
What about the comeback of Michael Jackson? I mean, he has a new CD coming out, right?
Well, I don't know if that's a big story. I think his big story was probably last year when he died.
Yeah, 2009, right?
We didn't. Now I forgot to mention the repeal of "Don't Ask, Don't Tell." That's a pretty big story.
Right, that
was number two
happened.
For me.
Yeah. Right.
Lame duck.
Well, and the year's not over. We could still have a big story.
In between Christmas and New Year.
That's right. Do you think if the UConn women win number 89 in a row, will that become a top story for the year?
I had that, but that was number 750.
I was going to start off the show to congratulate them, actually.
Okay. Yeah, that was number 750 for me.
750?
Mm-hmm.
750?
Yeah.
Was of your top
story? I had 1,000. But that was
see, now that we've done this...
You know, if you have 1,000 top stories, I mean, that doesn't really...
I'm going to put you on the spot.
Put you as on
now that we've
top.
Done 2010, let's talk about the last 10 years. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
The top
story
years,
of
top
the last...
9/11.
I know what mine is.
9/11.
Well, I was going to say the events in 9/11 would definitely be on that list.
Yeah.
What do you think number two would be? I know what my number two would be other than...
Obama.
Election of Obama.
Election of Obama is the second biggest story in the last 10 years.
In the last decade.
Last decade,
right. The Boston Red Sox winning 2 World Series.
Yeah, that's like, you know, story of all time, right?
That's right, absolutely.
The curse.
When was
of
the last
Bambino.
One? 1914? 1918?
No, let him tell you.
1918?
I was reminded by that, of that, for a long time.
There were signs in Yankee Stadium, 1918.
That's all they had. They just held up that sign, and all it said was 1918. And we everyone knew what it
and
was.
On the
you're on a Yankees
and
affiliate station, right?
Is that right?
He knows.
Yes.
He knows. And on the night, this was the strangest thing I've ever seen. So on the 7th game of that series, which the Red Sox swept, and it was the greatest comeback in sports history. I admit
that. Oh,
you
mean against the Yankees?
Against the Yankees, yes.
Are you going to say
so
the
quote? Stadium was packed, 55,000 people, right?
Right.
At the beginning of the game, Yankee fans going crazy. By the 8th inning, there was no Yankee fans left there. Everyone was cheering for the Red Sox. I don't understand how that happened.
Well,
I guess all the Yankee fans left, and what you were left with was about 8,000 people, and there were all these rabid Red Sox fans going crazy. There was no Yankee fans left.
Well, you know, it is an amazing, you know, being a Red Sox fan, I know this is Yankee Station, stadium, but a station.
It's a mixed state, though. That's all right. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know, but we going back to 1986 when they lost to the Mets and they blew it. I was over a friend's house, and we knew that they were going to lose, even though they had a three run lead against the Mets. We knew that they were going to lose. And the last two innings, I was over my friend Dave's house, and he played. This is when they had records. He played the album, The Speeches of Richard Nixon, while we were watching it. He muted it down, watching it. Vince has a story about Game 7 of the Yankees and the Red Sox in 04, don't you, from a friend of yours?
Yes, yeah, I have a friend that was a lifelong Yankee fan from Fairfield, Connecticut here, the diehard Yankee fan of all time. So I was on the phone with him for an hour before the start of the game, and his last comments before he hung up, before the first pitch, he said, "Vinny, I don't feel good about this game. I feel like we're making a left into Dealey Plaza." And I've never talked to him since.
For those of you who are young, Dealey Plaza is where President John F. Kennedy was assassinated.
So my friend said, "Vinny, don't feel good about this game. I feel like we're making the left into Dealey Plaza."
You know, since we're talking about all these sporting events, I didn't see it, but I've heard so much about the Giants game last night. Did either of you watch that?
Oh, yes.
And you saw, like, how did you...
No, it was Sunday night.
Sunday night,
right. How do you lose a game when you're that far ahead?
But 21 is football.
I blame that on the defensive coordinator. I mean, even on the kickoffs, they weren't even ready for a dribble kickoff by Philadelphia. And
shouldn't they have expected that when a team?
They should have, but they weren't. They were running downfield towards the goal line instead of being close up to where the ball was being kicked.
Well, since we're talking about the Giants, the biggest upset in football in the last decade was the fact that the Patriots were 18-0 and they lost to the Giants in the Super Bowl.
He caught it with his helmet.